Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, you're tuned into the Tony Burns Gospel Show, and we got an awesome show for you today. Actually, today is the day, June 12th, my daughter passed away, and I just want to dedicate this segment to her, but also minister to you. I got Lady Felicia with me. What's going on?
It's going good.
It's going good. All right. Well, what we want to talk about today is we want to talk about coping with grief, dealing with someone has crossed over, you know, that sort of nature. And I got Lady Felicia here. She has lost a family member. What's the family member that you have lost?
My grandmother.
Your grandmother, okay. And I lost my daughter. You know, how many years ago was it?
17 years.
17 years. Wow, that's a long time. I mean, 17, it's just been a year for me, and 17 years you're still dealing with it?
I learned to cope.
You learned to cope. So actually, you really don't just totally get delivered from it. You just learn to deal with it and cope with it, right?
That's right.
Okay, tell me your story.
Well, I lost my grandmother at a young age. I was 27.
Okay.
This is a woman that was basically my mother. She taught me things and she showed me love.
Yes.
Going back and thinking about what she taught me and the things she taught me not to do is who I am today. And it helped me to be a better woman in life because I reflect back on those teachings that she taught me.
Mm-hmm.
And to walk and talk and to be a woman. And that alone, you know, without that, can really affect you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. You know, I, when I first got news, that my daughter passed, it was like so shocking. I'm like, this can't be real. You know,
yeah.
I was like, I can't believe it. And, you know, I was already going through struggles in my life, you know, living arrangements, just all kind of stuff coming in my life. And then I finally have to hear my daughter has died. Oh, my God. It was horrific for me. And I'm still, like you said, I'm still trying to cope with it today, you know, because we have all these questions and people say, oh, you can't question God and all that. To me, I don't believe that because he's my father. Why can't I talk to my father? How am I supposed to grow? How am I supposed to learn if I don't ask him a question?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
But yeah, it was horrific for me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I'm still dealing with the pain today because it's so fresh,
yeah.
Or whatever. So, I mean, hey, it is what it is. God is
mm-hmm.
in control. Amen.
Amen.
So,
yeah. One thing about it, your word is horrific.
Yes.
My word was devastation.
Wow.
That is something that you can never be prepared for.
That's right.
When it happens, you have those individuals that are spiritual.
Yeah.
And they tell you it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
And then they'll try and tell you their story.
That's right.
But in it all, you really don't know.
Yeah.
At a time in my life, being 27, I wasn't in the Lord like I am Ooh. Now. Mm. So you just have to imagine where a 27-year-old mindset is. When they would try to tell me to, it's going to be okay,
yeah.
in my mind, I wanted to tell them to shut up.
Ooh.
Get out of my face.
Yes.
Because
anger.
You don't know. And I had a build up.
Yeah.
You know. And going through that, being young, I didn't know how that was my friend.
Yes.
And if I had to talk,
mm-hmm.
or a problem, I would go to her.
Yes.
Because when I told her something, it wouldn't go in somebody else's ear.
Thank the Lord. I know
it's a spiritual relationship, and she give you spiritual guidance.
Yes.
She was never biased. Well, he's doing right, she's doing wrong. She would tell mm-hmm. you right and wrong.
Ooh.
And just that alone, I didn't have her.
Mm-hmm.
So and that's where Satan comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes,
he does. When you don't know where to turn to, he'll give you something to turn to.
That's right.
And I didn't turn to the right thing.
Uh-huh.
I drank. I was drunk. See, people don't know this.
Uh-huh.
But I drank every night.
Every night.
Every night to suppress that.
Yes, I
No one
that.
Knew
mm-hmm.
I was drinking.
Mm-hmm.
I drank that white stuff.
In your secret place.
So.
Your quiet spot. Yep. I know exactly what you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, you can say that.
Yeah.
And it was white, so I would mix it with Sprite, and they would think it was Sprite.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Uh-huh.
But it was my way to deal with the loss.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, you watch people. I watched my family get over it 1 year, and I watched them cope in 2 years.
Uh-huh.
But you got to understand, in them 1 and 2 years, I was still going through.
Yes.
I went through for 3 years.
Yes.
No one can tell you how to cope with
That's
the
loss. That's right. That's right. That is so
true. They can't. And the only one that can heal your heart is God.
Is God.
And you got to, that's when you surrender.
Mm-hmm.
And you ask, what am I to do? I had got so little. Right now, at that time, I was about 165 pounds.
Uh-huh.
I may have looked like I was 140 because I'm tall.
Yes.
But when I lost weight, I got down to 135.
Wow.
So 135 on a 5'8" woman,
mm-hmm.
I look like I'm about 100 pounds, 120 pounds.
Wow.
I was little. And family members thought that I was on drugs.
Wow.
Never knowing. They didn't ask me.
Yes.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But they assumed what I was going through and what I was on, and that wasn't even the case.
Wow.
So, and one thing about it, I didn't worry about what they said.
Yes.
I didn't worry about what anybody said.
Mm-hmm.
I was dealing with my loss and my pain.
Mm-hmm.
So, that goes back to you.
Mm-hmm.
At the time that you lost your daughter,
mm-hmm.
And as you said, you questioned God. That's your father.
Yes.
That's
yes.
your daddy.
Yes.
So you asked daddy
mm-hmm.
questions.
That's right.
What did he give you your answer?
You know, I believe during that time, I was hurt so much that sometimes pain can kind of shut you off, and sometimes you can't hear because you're so focused on the pain,
yeah.
you're so focused on suffering, and not only that, I'm drinking. I was drinking every
yeah.
night, coming home from work, and even my job tried to get me to take off a couple of weeks
mm-hmm.
or so to get some rest, and I wouldn't do that because I wanted to stay busy,
yeah.
but and the thing about it, I felt like I was alone. I felt like I was by myself. Because I'm going to this room on a day-to-day basis, not talking to anybody because I shut down.
Mm-hmm.
And, I just felt like people wouldn't understand because I've lost the aunt, I've lost uncles, I've lost all of that. But when it comes to losing one of your children,
yes.
oh, my God, it's a total different hurt.
It's
a total different hurt, mm-hmm. you know, because that's the blood. That's your cell, your gene. That's your blood. You was there to see that birth out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we know that everything is the Lord's. of the earth and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell in it belongs to him, you know, but you get so connected to something, someone that's been in your life, or just been, you know, you might not be around them all the time, you know, but that don't mean you don't love them, but someone, you know, that's just been a part of your life that affects your life along your walk, you know, and I just, you know, and right today I haven't heard anything from God about it, you know, and I just believe it ain't none of my business. It's none of my business. It's God is in control, you know. He's in control of it all, and ain't nothing I can do about it. So I'm just taking it one day at a time, pretty much. So that's pretty much my story, you know. But I just wanted to offer a segment about it because I have a lot of friends on Facebook that has lost somebody, and you still can see them trying to deal with it, you know. And it's been years, you know, it's been 10 to 15 to 20 years, and they still try to deal with it. Mother's Day, Father's Day come up, and all that, and it brings back, the remembrance.
Yes, it does.
And I think I'm just gonna start believing that it's just a humbling experience to keep you humble, because if my daughter wouldn't have passed, I wouldn't have got back in ministry I am now.
That's
what I'm saying? I was running. I got out of it. I saw so much in the church and was looking at things and saw how people act, and I didn't want a part of it.
Right.
You know, so I started running, and I shut down because I was preaching before, but I backslid, as they want to call it, and got out of it, you know. But when that happened, I ran back to God.
Yeah.
I say, Lord, okay, I'm going to do what you asked me to do, no matter how people look at me, no matter how people talk about me.
Yeah.
I am going to keep on doing it. Yeah. So, Lady Felicia, we are running out of time. Give somebody out there some encouraging words today.
Well, today, if you have lost a child, a mother, a father, a cousin, someone that was dear to you and close, and it can even be a friend.
Yes.
And it helps to vent. Find someone to vent to.
Yes.
If you can't find someone, vent to God.
Yes.
And you will get this, especially with God, you'll get this humbleness.
Yes.
And sometimes, most of the time, he will tell you why these things had to take place. And at a time in your life why they have to take place. And it will you'll get humbled.
Yes.
But best believe you'll cope.
That's right.
And that's the only
he
word
won't
for
give
it.
You more. What? Come on,
he won't put more on you
than
you
can
bear.
Yes,
so with
God.
That loss, he know that you can handle it.
That's right.
And to you as a parent, all parents want their children to outlive them.
Yes.
They don't want to see. No, I don't believe anyone in this world wants to see their child pass. But it happens. And sometimes it's to strengthen us.
Yeah.
And it's to take a look at the ones that we do have.
Amen.
And if you only have one and it's taken.
Yes.
Your love might have to be poured out to another child that
needs
it.
Yes. Amen.
So everything happens for a reason.
That's right.
And we just have to give God, regardless, you give God the glory.
The glory.
And
all
of
things.
It.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
Those are my words.
Thank you. Thank you, Lady Felicia. That's a good word. Hey, we want to thank you guys for tuning into the Tony Burns Gospel Show. This was a great segment. I feel a little strength. I really do. So, hey, y'all keep it locked and stay tuned to the next segment. We have more segments coming up soon for you, all right? So keep it locked right here on the Tony Burns Gospel Show. God bless. I'm out.
Bless you.